Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Guys, we're here with the Hollywood Life podcast, and we are so excited. It is the start of the year. Happy New Year, everybody.
Hey.
Happy New Year. Happy New Year from my co-host, Ali Stagnita, and I, and our silent producer, Nick. And we are so excited as our first guest of the year to welcome Jesse James Decker. Welcome.
Thank you.
We're so happy to have you.
We really are, and it's just so appropriate that everybody has made their New Year's resolutions,
yes,
and we know what that means. Mm-hmm. We all want to get in shape, and a lot of us have eaten too much over the holidays, and we need to, like, I'm barely fitting into my dress right now.
Please.
And you've had that you've had that issue. You've had three babies,
yep,
and you've had to lose weight,
yep,
and get back in shape.
Yep.
So tell us how we do it.
So first you have to make your mind up. That's the first step. You know, if you're not really ready to make that life change, then, you know, it's not going to happen.
I'm ready.
Well, that's great. And that's the first step. You know, there have been many times after babies where I said I was ready to start working out and losing the weight. And you know what? I wasn't. I wasn't in the mindset yet. It wasn't the time. You really got to make your mind up and go, this is what I'm going to do. You almost have to kind of just make it I would write little sticky notes on my window, like, you can do this, or window, my mirror, or I would have, like, goals that I wanted, like, okay, I want to have really strong legs again, like I used to have. So I think you make your mind up, and then second, you know, you make it happen. So you really, I like to kind of keep a food diary, one of those apps that kind of, I log in the calories that I'm having for the day. And what's great about South Beach is they have a barcode. You can scan your barcode and kind
that's
of,
the South Beach diet.
The South Beach diet.
And
I'm saying, as if you know. Yes.
Yeah.
So the South Beach diet.
And that
diet,
really worked for you.
I am the spokesperson for South Beach diet. I have been for a few years now, and it 100% works for me. And I'm one of those, I don't like to get behind things that I don't believe in, because it won't seem honest. I'm very blunt and honest about things that I like that. And it works for me. And I had it, especially after my last baby. I got on the South Beach diet, and I lost the baby weight faster than I ever did with any
wow.
baby.
That's like music to a lot of mom's ears.
You have to follow it, though. Like, you can't, yeah, you have to follow it religiously, or it doesn't work. You have to follow the program. And so, you know, I hit my goal weight after my third baby, Forrest. And then, you know, I'm able to maintain with the South Beach diet program. But I will say, this past spring of 19, I gained 10 pounds on my tour. There was craft services backstage. Mm-hmm. There was catering. I was eating good.
Yeah, and you're traveling, and you're not traveling, kind of in a regular routine.
And I gained 10 pounds, and I was, like, bummed out about it because my pants weren't fitting and my rompers weren't fitting. But you know what?
I hate that feeling.
It's the worst.
Yeah.
But you know what? In the back of my mind, I'm like, I have South Beach
you
to turn
South
to.
You have South Beach, yeah.
And I did it, and I lost the 10 pounds.
I remember I saw you back on tour. You were here at the Beacon Theater.
Yes, that was so
and
fun.
So fun. And I had talked to you then, and I was like, how do you maintain this when you have these late nights on the road? And you were saying how it is really tough, but you always have South Beach to fall back on, which I think is just speaks to the program, too, that so many working women can follow this and can, you know, balance.
Well, can you tell us, for our listeners who aren't familiar with mm-hmm. South Beach, like, what is kind of the principles behind it, and, like, what are the basics, and what do you have to eat?
So they have phase one, they have phase two, and, you know, they really believe in a portion control, high protein. I'm not close enough. High protein, good carbs, but low carbs. And
what's a good carb?
A brown rice is a good carb. But, you know, I don't love the idea of cutting out carbs altogether. Mm-hmm. I love carbs. I that's just me. I want to enjoy myself. I want to eat good food. But so South Beach makes it so that you don't have to give those things up, because nobody wants to give up things that they love. So yeah, they make
so
it easy.
Many yummy carbs.
There's pizzas. They have chicken and rice and veggies that are so good. I mean, they have chocolate treats. They've got chocolate shakes that are protein shakes. Their toffee nut bars. I mean, they have these muffins. They have these I'm just telling you that I love the food. I really do. Yeah. And I know their entire menu.
Because you've eaten it all.
I've eaten it all. I know all of it.
What tell us typically, like, what you, when you're on the South Beach diet and you're in the part, the phase where you are losing your weight, like, what are you eating for breakfast, lunch, dinner? Give us an idea.
There they are over there. So I will have their, they have this turkey sausage English muffin breakfast sandwich that is so good.
That sounds so good.
Oh, it's
turkey
good.
Sausage oh, yeah. English muffin.
It's
yum.
So good. So I'll have that for breakfast. And then I'll have, maybe I'll do a workout and I'll have a protein shake after that. And I'll do the chocolate protein shake. There's about 25 grams of protein in there. And then for lunch, I'll probably have their Texas chili, which is also really delicious.
Yeah. Yum.
Yeah, that's
indulgent.
Good.
Yeah,
it's good. And you know what? I'll sometimes add a sprinkle of low fat cheese on there myself, just, you know, spruce it up a little bit. Mm-hmm. And then if I really want a little snack, I'll have one of their bars. Their toffee nut bar is good. They have this really delicious chocolate nut bar. And then for dinner, I'll make something at home, and I'll have like a lean chicken and vegetables that I'll make for the family. And then if I really want something sweet, they have like these chocolate muffins in a cup that are really good. They have like, obviously a lot of their chocolate bars. But sometimes if I get a late night craving, I'll have a chocolate shake.
So it doesn't sound at all like you deprive yourself.
No. That's the thing. Everyone thinks diet, you deprive.
Yeah.
No, I got to eat and I want to enjoy myself.
And you're not hungry.
No. If you're hungry, eat. You know, that's the thing. You need to eat. If you don't, if you're hungry, that's your body saying you need to eat something.
And now we have coffee.
And here's my coffee. Thank you so much.
Yes, we found out that Jesse James Decker is a coffee girl.
Absolutely. I love me some coffee. That's the first thing I'll have in the morning is my coffee. I know it too. My husband gets up maybe 15 minutes before I do. And I'll kind of have my eyes open, and I know when coffee's coming because I'll hear the grinder.
The coffee grinder. So he makes the coffee.
He grinds it every morning. Oh, and
that's
and
what
then
a good
I'll hear
husband.
The beep, beep. I mean, it's ready, and then my feet will hit the ground. I'm like, I'm here.
I honestly, it's so cliche, but I love the smell of coffee in the morning.
Oh, it's
like,
so
I really
good.
Do. Just yeah. gets my like blood going.
I know,
just the smell.
Oh, absolutely. It's so good. And you know what's funny? As I think when you get up in the morning and you walk the streets of New York, you walk the streets of Nashville, you go to the airport, you know, we're all so different, but we all have one thing in common. Everybody has their coffee in their hand.
Yeah.
Truthfully, look around you in the morning. We all share that thing.
We're all coffee addicts.
Everyone's got their coffee in their hand and they're ready to start their day.
You know, I saw something yesterday that was on like Betches or something like that, some meme. And it was like, my favorite childhood memory was having energy. Like I was like, yes.
You know what's
true.
Funny though is I've been drinking coffee since the eighth grade.
I have too. I was such an early bloomer.
I think I was too.
So bad.
Yeah. We would go out for lunch when I was in high school. Well, I guess maybe ninth grade is when I started.
My mom couldn't get me out of the door on time, so she would wake me up with a thermos of coffee, and that was her way to get me out the door to get on the bus because I was always late.
She turned you into an addict.
Oh, my God, that's so funny. She was like, there was nothing she could do. I was late every single day, always tardy, and she's like, you know what? We're done. Thermos, go.
So
that's amazing.
So now in terms of for the South Beach diet, so there's food you can order, there's a cookbook, and aren't you going to do a cookbook?
I am doing a cookbook, yes. I am working on this cookbook. It's almost finished, but it'll be out fall 2020. And mm-hmm. I'm so excited about it.
I can't wait.
Yes.
All the pictures for it are like so gorgeous
oh,
already.
My goodness. They're so great. It was so much fun to shoot that. I mean, it was just like our normal messy life and it was just a blast. But the recipes are really great. Y'all are going to love the food.
Are they South Beach? Like, can
inspired?
They? Yeah. Or is it more so like family in your roots?
It's my family meals. It's honestly a variety of everything. I do have a chapter in there that I call fitness. And it's my fitness meals. So there are things that whenever I'm dieting or being conscious of what I'm eating, that I made a chapter about it. But I also have a chapter of kid-friendly meals that adults want to eat too.
Oh, I like that.
So there's delicious things like my mac and cheese or chili dogs or little things that I do for the kids that they absolutely love, that instead of French fries or sweet potato fries, and there's a certain spice that I do. So, but I have a whole variety of different things that I'm putting there. I'm finally putting my seafood gumbo in there, and I'm putting empanadas that I've been making for a couple of years now. So just a variety of different things that I'm passionate about, and I cook in my kitchen for my family.
Yum. Sounds really good.
I know.
Yeah.
So that's fall 2020. That'll be so excited.
Okay, well, you must
October,
come back.
October, I think.
Yes. You must come back when the cookbook is out and tell us about it.
Well, so I think that also a lot of us are wondering how, I mean, Eric has been in retirement now for a little bit. Is he like one of those guys in retirement that's just like, I'm just going to golf and like lay on the couch? Or is he like up and at 'em with the kids? What's going on?
Definitely not the first thing you just said at all. He is up and at it, and he...
Well, he's making the coffee first thing in the morning.
He works hard. You know, he works at Kitnish now. So he's the president of Kitnish, and he is helping me run the ship, and he is amazing at it. It's been amazing to see that side of him. You know, he has such an expertise in business. That, I mean, he got his degree in business, but it's been really cool to see that side of him that I never knew that part of him. And so it's been really impressive, and it's a lot of fun to work together.
Well, and you know, a lot of couples find that hard to do business together.
Yeah.
And so how does, like, when were you concerned about going into business together? And did you launch Kitnish together, or did he come in after he... retired from football?
He came in after he retired from football because we took it to the next level. So I had had Kitnish for quite some time, but I never had it to this like this level before. It was always kind of a small collection I would do here and there, but never to this level. And so I think it took off so quickly, and it honestly like expanded overnight that he did step in, and he needed to. But as far as working together, you know, we've always kind of worked together in a way. We've done our TV show together. We've done all sorts of things together. So I feel like we're used to working together, and it works for us. We like working together. And
ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
It's been fun because we get to spend time, and I trust him more than anybody in the world. So I feel good having someone run this business with me.
Right, which is so important that to have like basically a business partner that you can totally trust. Now you have the two stores, Nashville and Destin, Florida.
Yep.
And are you wholesaling as well?
No, we're not going to wholesale.
Okay.
Not right now. In the future, maybe. But I think for right now, I'd like to keep it exclusive to my stores and online.
Right.
But I do plan to open more stores. And I have my eye on an area in New York. New York is where I want to open them next. Yeah.
Okay.
So
love it.
It's happening.
How would you – and how would you describe your concept for Kitnish? It's so cute. It does feel so feminine, and yet it's very empowered.
Yes.
I mean, it's a very empowered femininity that's fun.
You know, when you walk into Kitnish, it's pretty – I can't ever explain it until you walk into the store. It is very pink and pretty and girly and fun, but – you know, and there's pictures of me in there, but it's not just about me. There's posters and framed pictures of women that inspired me growing up. I have framed pictures of Jennifer Aniston and Britney Spears and Sex and the City memes. And I have Sex and the City playing on a projector all day long. And I have all these – I have a beautiful mural where people can come in and take their pictures. And Pretty Woman. I mean, there's just – and there's all these little sayings on all of our mirrors that say, you go, girl, or you rock it. You know, I want it to be empowering. And that
positive. Very positive.
Kitnish is fun and happy and positive and girly. And everyone that comes in there just has such a great time. I mean, there have been times on the weekends where it's so busy where our manager will be like, we can't let them – it's getting too busy. This is not a place to just hang out because people just want to hang out in there, you know.
Well, you have the chairs for the men, so I guess everybody wants to sit down there.
I have the two chairs for the men, yes, so that they usually sit there. My book is sitting in the table. They crack through the book, look up at their wives, and like, all right, what's going on?
They'll take the pictures.
Yes.
Now, and I feel like, too, that the store and the brand really emulate who your fans are. And we've talked about this briefly, just that all of your fans are nice girls.
Oh my gosh.
Like at your shows, anywhere, online.
And you've seen firsthand. You've come to the concert. I have been so fortunate.
I mean, they're just nice girls. And because you have yourself dealt with mean girls growing up and in high school. And so you've kind of empowered all your fans who are going through the same thing, which I think is so cool.
Yeah, I've been very lucky. I mean, at my meet and greets, when I meet these women, I mean, there's so many moments that I'll walk away and be like, oh, my God, I could be friends with that girl. They're all just sweet and they're wonderful. And I've been so fortunate to have such an amazing fan base. And I just, they're great girls, they're real girls, and they're honest, and they're just sweet and beautiful, and just, it's been, I've been so fortunate. You know, when you come to my concerts, it's an audience filled of like 1,500 amazing, kind girls that I feel like I can just talk to.
Yeah.
Well, I think that, you know, you're presenting them also with inspiration because, you know, here you are, you're a young woman. I mean, you're very young, and yet you've managed to be artistic, a performer, you're in business, you've got a great marriage, you got three kids. Like, that's a lot, and you're able to handle it and provide a role model. Like, you're able to show it can be done.
For sure, and I think sometimes people have a hard time believing that it is that way.
Yes.
Because maybe they don't want to believe it because they don't think it's real or possible, and they feel like it's so out of reach for themselves. And I think that's my message to a lot of people is, you know, it is possible and you can have this. And I do have a great marriage and a great family and a great work life, and it is possible. And so don't ever feel like it's not possible for you, because it is. You know, you just have to be positive and spread goodness into the universe. And I believe that it's real for everybody.
Do you think you and Eric would do a TV show again? Because that's really where the fans got to know and completely fall in love with you. I knew you from when I Look So Good Without You,
I
used to blast and My Cowboy. But a lot of people got to know you on the show.
They did, you know, and that was fun. We did three seasons of it. We took a break between two and three because I didn't really want to do it again. Mm. Because as open book as I am, there's also a side of me that's very private.
Yeah.
And I find, you know, family sometimes just to be, it's private, you know. There should be something that's left for you. And so when it came to TV, sometimes I loved being able to have fun and showcase our love together, but I did struggle sometimes with, is this too much, you know? And shouldn't this be kept maybe just for us? And so, do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so,
absolutely.
Then when it comes to kids now too.
Yeah, and I'm protective of my children in that way, but I do believe that TV is in the future for us, and I am working on a project right now in the food space. So, you know, I think when there's a focus like that, I'm comfortable, you know, showcasing that side and that family element, because I feel like there's no drama. It's just, you know, a happy family making food in the kitchen and you know, wanting to share a meal with you guys.
Yeah. Well, so much of your life is your family. And so what are your tips, or what's your advice on making a marriage work? Like, what makes you and Eric so strong?
I think, truthfully, we see the world the same way. We have the same beliefs. And I just think sometimes for us, I just think that it started it off in a great way, where there wasn't any, I don't think we should raise our children this way or this or that. We see the world very similarly. So we get along so well. We like the same things. We like the same foods. We like to travel. We just have so much in common. So I think that was a great foundation. But I think that, you know, what's important to us is our kids and what's real and our family and loving each other. And I think when you make that the focus in life,
that devotion to each other,
you know,
and to your
and
family.
All this stuff is great. All this is fun. But the main focus is our children and our relationship and our family. And so I think when that is what is the most important thing to you, I think all the other things that I don't know how to describe it, that we just share the same vision of life. And I think that's what works for us. But on another level, we just, you know, we communicate in a way where we respect each other. So if there's something we don't necessarily agree on, we just have a conversation about it and we work through it. I'm messy. He's not. I will leave my towels or I'll put the dishes wrong in the dishwater and the dishwasher. And, you know, we have things all the time, but we communicate with each other because we respect each other.
Did you, when you first met, was it love at first sight?
I don't know if it was necessarily love at first sight, but I felt something. I was like more scared with him. With other relationships.
How did you meet? For those of
we were introduced through a friend.
Which is how a lot of people meet.
Yeah, we were set up through a friend. But I with any person I was dating, or I would just, you know, go all in, be like, yeah, let's, like, you know, it was easy. But with Eric, I was so like nervous and hesitant because I think I knew like this was something serious. Like I was really, really, I was like worried about my heart. Like, oh my gosh, like
I'm
scared to fall in love with this guy because this, I mean, there's something with him. So I think I was more guarded.
Well, I mean, he is really cute.
He's so, I know. He really is, but I was more guarded. He was not. He was all in, jumped right in. And I was a little bit more guarded because I just was like, this is too good to be true. But then it ended up being as true as it is. And it's been, we've been together for 9 years now, and it's just 9 years next month. And it's just crazy to think that we've been together for almost a decade now.
Wow. So when he first met you, he was immediately like, let's go out, let's get together. Like he was.
Oh yeah. I mean, after the first time we met, he told me that he didn't want me to talk to anybody else. He's not going to talk to anybody else. And he just wants to make this exclusive.
Well, that's amazing because that doesn't happen a lot,
no,
does it,
jumped.
Allie?
Does he have friends?
He jumped right in. He does.
For me.
But he wasn't really like that before, too. But right. I think when you know, you know. But he jumped in, and my response was, oh, well, I mean, I couldn't believe these words. I'm like, wow, is this too good to be true?
You're like, what's the catch?
But yeah, but you know what? And I think that's what I liked about Eric is he was just genuine. He's a genuine person, and he means what he says, and he says what he means, and he sticks to his word. And so he's just a really honorable guy.
So, yeah. Girl, young woman out there, hold out until you meet.
I'm listening.
Well, seriously, you have to hold
it.
Out.
You deserve it. You deserve to find the right guy. Don't settle. And you just, you know, you deserve the right person in your life. Everyone deserves love.
Absolutely. Well, we are so happy to have had you here today. Allie is smiling like crazy. She's like, yes.
Jessie is literally one of my favorite people on all earth. I have had, like, she's truly, like, what you see is what you get with her.
Thank you.
And I've been a fan of hers, and now I consider her, like, just, yes. I see her often, and I it's always a treat, and I just
thank you. And I adore you.
Seeing you succeed in everything.
Can I just ask one last question? Because I realized, what kind of a workout do you do? Because, no, seriously, like, we know we got to try the South Beach diet because that works. But for, I mean, you work out a lot too. Or you have.
I go through waves.
Okay.
So when I am dedicated to working out, I do circuit training. We work out a lot at Booth Camp in Nashville, which is Sean Booth's workout place.
Oh, yeah.
He's a really great trainer, actually. Yeah. He'll train me and Eric from time to time. But I like to do circuit training. I like to get in and get out, do a really intense sweat. I like lifting weights. You know, I like to get my heart rate going, but I don't like to spend a lot of time in the gym. So I think 30 to 45 minutes is all I need. Mm-hmm. And if I don't have time to get to the gym, I'll do maybe 100 lunges up and down my hallway while I'm on the phone doing some work while the baby's sleeping. You know, I try to get in when I can.
And the 30 to 45 minutes involves both cardio, like in your circuit,
yes.
You have some cardio and weights.
So, you know, Sean will have us get on the bike for, you know, 30 seconds really, really fast and try to, you know, and then you'll get off and then you'll do punch a bag or one of those things. I mean, it's fast. So you have to keep going. You have to keep your heart rate going.
And how many times a week will you do that?
When I'm in it, 2 to 3 times a week.
Okay.
Yeah. But if I'm chilling, you know, none of it.
Never.
You must do it enough. You look fabulous.
Thank you so much.
Okay. So Jessie James Decker, thank you so much. And thanks for coming to tell us about South Beach Diet. We're going to look forward to your cookbook.
Yes.
And everybody, check out Kittenish.
Of course.
And we look forward to seeing you again.
Thank you.
Good luck with everything.
Thank you.